All right, so let's dive into something
Go
that
ahead.
maybe doesn't sound super exciting at first glance,
Right.
veins,
Okay.
but trust me, this is important stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about venous disease, and whether you're prepping for a doctor's appointment or just curious about what's going on in those legs of yours,
Yeah.
this deep dive is for you.
You hit the nail on the head.
Really?
Understanding venous disease is surprisingly relevant to all of us.
Okay.
I mean, after all, our
Yeah.
veins play a critical role in keeping our circulation flowing smoothly.
Exactly. And to guide us through this topic, we're going to be looking at insights from the Rain Center,
Yes.
a facility that really seems to be at the forefront of treating venous disease.
Absolutely. What's fascinating about the Rain Center is that they specialize in a whole spectrum of venous issues.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
tackling everything from venostasis ulcers and deep vein thrombosis
Yeah.
to the more commonly known varicose veins. Plus, they address leg swelling and pain stemming from poor circulation.
Okay, I'm already starting to see how important this all is. But before we get into the specifics of what the Rain Center does,
Yeah.
can we break down what venous disease actually is?
Great question. Imagine your veins as a highway system
Okay.
carrying blood back to the heart.
Okay.
Now, picture a traffic jam on that highway.
Oh.
That's essentially what happens with venous disease.
Interesting.
The flow gets disrupted, and this can be caused by a few things: blood clots, damaged valves in the veins, or weakened vein walls.
So those traffic jams are the root of all these different conditions the Rain Center treats.
Exactly. And some of these conditions can be quite serious.
I bet.
Take deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, for example.
Okay.
It's a blood clot that forms in a deep vein, usually in the legs.
Yeah.
And the danger is that part of this clot can break off and travel to the lungs,
Oh no.
creating a life-threatening situation.
That definitely makes it clear why understanding this is so important, and it sounds like early detection is crucial. But what about some of those other conditions?
Yeah.
What are the signs that someone might be dealing with a venous issue?
Well, varicose veins are often pretty easy to spot,
Yeah.
those twisted, enlarged veins just beneath the skin surface. And
Right.
while they might seem like a cosmetic issue,
Right.
they can actually cause a lot of discomfort and pain.
I've heard people describe it as a feeling of heaviness or achiness in their legs.
That's right. And in some cases, if left untreated, venous disease can progress to venous leg ulcers.
Oh.
These are open sores that are very difficult to heal and often result from chronic venous insufficiency.
Oh, wow.
This means the veins aren't effectively returning blood to the heart.
All of this sounds incredibly disruptive to daily life.
Yeah.
So if someone listening is thinking, hey, this sounds familiar,
Right.
what should they do?
The first step is to be aware of the potential symptoms. We've
Yeah.
touched on a few already. Leg pain, swelling, cramping, discoloration of the skin, and of course, those visible varicose veins.
Yeah.
If you're experiencing any of these, it's important to get checked out. Early detection is key when it comes to effectively treating venous disease.
So what does that look like in terms of treatment?
Well,
What can the Rain Center offer someone who's dealing with these issues?
the Rain Center offers a wide range of treatments, tailoring their approach to each individual's needs.
Okay.
They utilize everything from open surgery to minimally invasive procedures and even non-surgical options like sclerotherapy.
Minimally invasive sounds promising. Can you give us an idea of what that entails?
Of course, minimally invasive procedures use smaller incisions,
Okay.
resulting in less pain and quicker recovery times compared to traditional open surgery.
Good.
They might use techniques like laser ablation or radiofrequency ablation, which use heat to close off the affected vein.
It's reassuring to hear there are options that minimize discomfort and get people back on their feet faster.
Yes.
But I'm sure there's a lot more to learn about how the Rain Center approaches treatment.
Absolutely. You're right.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to explore. When it comes to the Rain Center's approach,
Right.
what struck me while researching them
Correct.
is their emphasis on having a team of specialists
Whoa.
dedicated to venous health.
So it's not just one doctor trying to cover everything.
Not at all.
Wow.
The Rain Center has a whole team of experts.
It sounds like a well-coordinated effort with everyone playing their part to ensure patients receive the best possible care.
Exactly. And one thing that stood out to me is their commitment to using the latest technology,
Yeah.
particularly when it comes to those minimally invasive procedures we were discussing.
Right. You mentioned laser ablation and radiofrequency ablation.
Yeah.
What are some other techniques they use?
They offer a range of procedures, including deep venous valve reconstruction, which focuses on repairing damaged valves to improve blood flow.
Interesting.
They also perform stab avulsion, a minimally invasive method for removing varicose veins and recanalizations of occluded major veins, which essentially reopen blocked veins to restore normal circulation.
Wow. Those sound pretty advanced. What's fascinating is how all of this points to the Rain Center being at the forefront of vein care.
Yeah.
They're not just offering the traditional approaches. They're really innovating in how they treat venous disease.
I completely agree. And their commitment to innovation extends to non-surgical options as well. They offer sclerotherapy, which is a non-surgical treatment for varicose and spider veins.
Okay.
It involves injecting a solution into the vein that causes it to collapse and fade away.
That's a great option for those who might be apprehensive about surgery. It's amazing how many different treatment options are available these days.
And what's really impressive is that the Rain Center doesn't stop at just procedures.
Right.
They take a very holistic approach, offering resources on managing various aspects of venous disease, from wound care and blood clots to information on using blood thinners safely.
It sounds like they really go the extra mile to support their patients beyond just the immediate treatment.
Absolutely. They even have a patient portal.
Oh, cool.
Where patients can access their medical records, schedule appointments, and even communicate with their healthcare team online.
That level of accessibility is fantastic.
Yeah.
It really empowers patients to take control of their own health.
Exactly.
So let's say someone's listening to this and realizing they might have a venous issue.
Okay.
What would be your advice to them?
Don't hesitate to reach out to a specialist. The Rain Center makes it easy to take that first step.
Okay.
You can find all the information you need on their website, including details on how to schedule a consultation.
Okay.
Remember, early detection is key when it comes to treating venous disease effectively.
That's such an important message. The sooner you address it, the better your chances are for a positive outcome.
Right.
So if you're experiencing any of those symptoms we discussed, don't wait. Take action and seek professional help.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to navigate this alone.
Yeah.
Places like the Rain Center are dedicated to helping people understand and manage venous disease.
Well said. It's been really enlightening learning about the Rain Center and their approach to treating venous disease. But I think there's even more to uncover when it comes to understanding the broader context of this condition. We've spent a lot of time talking about the specifics of venous disease and how the Rain Center approaches treatment, but I think it's important to zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture. How common is venous disease, really?
It's actually far more prevalent than many people realize.
Okay.
Millions of people worldwide are affected by venous disease.
Wow.
And studies suggest a significant portion of the population will experience some form of venous issue at some point in their lives.
Wow, those numbers are pretty eye-opening.
Mm.
I guess it's not something we can afford to ignore. Are there certain factors that make someone more susceptible to developing these issues?
There are definitely risk factors to consider. Age is a big one.
Okay.
As we get older, our veins naturally lose some elasticity.
Right.
Genetics play a role, too. So if you have a family history of varicose veins or other venous conditions, you're at an increased risk.
So there's a part of this that's beyond our control. But what about lifestyle choices? Can those impact our vein health?
In what ways?
Maintaining a healthy weight is crucial.
Okay.
Because excess weight puts added strain on our veins.
Yeah.
Regular exercise is also important. It not only improves circulation, but also strengthens the muscles that support our veins. That makes a lot of sense. Are there any other everyday habits we should be thinking about?
Avoiding prolonged periods of standing or sitting is key.
Right.
If your job requires you to be on your feet all day, try to incorporate breaks where you can move around and elevate your legs.
Okay.
And if you're sitting for long stretches, make sure to get up and walk around regularly.
Those are some really practical tips. Anything else we should keep in mind?
Compression stockings can be beneficial.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly for people who are prone to venous issues or have a higher risk. They provide gentle pressure that helps improve blood flow in the legs.
So it all comes back to keeping the blood flowing smoothly and preventing those traffic jams we talked about earlier.
Precisely. And if you have any concerns about your vein health, it's always best to consult with a specialist. Early detection and intervention are crucial for preventing more serious complications down the road.
I think that's the biggest takeaway from our deep dive today.
Yeah.
Venous disease is common, but UT, it's treatable, especially if caught early.
Absolutely. And thankfully, there are resources available like the Rain Center that specialize in helping people understand and manage these conditions.
Exactly. So for all of you listening, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of venous disease, the importance of early detection, and the range of treatment options available. If you're experiencing any of the symptoms we discussed, don't hesitate to seek professional advice. It's always better to err on the side of caution and get checked out.
Well said.
And remember, taking care of your veins is an investment in your overall health. Until next time, stay curious and keep those veins happy.